Chapter 12, The Invisible Bond. Once they reached the botanist's shop, their eyes widened as they saw Lauren, even paler and muttering to herself. Luke looked at the botanist in despair and asked, "She is getting worse, isn't she? Will she be okay now that we have got your supplies?" The botanist turned to Luke and Slate. "I'm not sure, dear. I haven't seen too many people like this. Maybe this is because they were the unlucky few that didn't have people to help them in the way you both are helping her. Anyway, I will need to give her the medicine now, and then we'll have to wait to see if she gets better. There's nothing more we can do besides wait." The botanist looks at Slate this time. "You two must rest. You can't do anything right now. I will find you if anything changes, but you both need rest." Slate nodded and then said, "I will turn in the morning, but please find me if you need anything. I mean anything at all." The botanist responded, "I promise." As Slate was about to walk away, he turned to the botanist. "What is your name, by the way?" She smiled. "My name is Lovella." Slate smiled back with a slight nod. "I will see you in the morning, Lovella." Slate and Luke then went to the lodge in the middle of the village. As they approached the innkeeper greeted them. "Good morning, how can I help you today?" Slate replied, "I'd like to rent a room. If anyone by the name Hufnor or Lovella is looking for me, please can you direct them to my room? My name is Slate." Slate reached into his pockets and placed the coins on the table. The innkeeper chuckled. "Ah, Slate, Hufnor was indeed looking for you. He's in room 21 and you're in room 24. Here are your keys. Enjoy your stay." Slate nodded in appreciation. "Thank you." As Slate and Luke got to their rooms, Luke ran into it and jumped on the bed. It creaked loudly as Luke lay down on his back. Luke lifted himself up on the bed while staring at Slate. Luke thought for a while and then slowly spoke. "Slate, have..." Luke paused and then continued. "Have you ever seen this before? Will she die?" Luke continued, "Slate, if she dies, can we please stay around them longer? I want to be there for Lily." Slate's heart sank as he sat down next to Luke. "Yes, we will be there for them, but first, we must do whatever we can to ensure that doesn't happen." Slate continued, "I will also need your help, Luke." Luke's head sprung up in shock. "You need my help?" Slate sighed. "Yes. You saved me earlier today, and if you didn't, then Lauren would truly be gone. But now we have a chance to save her." Slate continued, "But you need to listen to me. When I tell you to do something, you do it and nothing else. Do you understand me, Luke?" Luke nodded in agreement, and then a yawn escaped his mouth. Slate chuckled softly. "I think it is time you get some rest. I will visit Hufnor." Luke nodded, lay down on the bed, turning to his side, quickly fell asleep. Slate stood up and left the room. Slate found the room where Hufnor was staying and shouted, "Hufnor, it's me, Slate." Hufnor opened the door in an instant. Hufnor's eyes were red and swollen, and he moved to the side to let Slate in. Slate looked at Hufnor with a grave expression. "Aloran is with Lovella, the botanist who is looking after her. We can only wait now. I will visit her in the morning." Slate continued, "I also told the innkeeper to come find me if Lovella needs me. So if there's any developments, she knows how to find me. For now, we need to rest." Slate took leave from Hufnor. Before moving out of the room, Slate glanced at Lily, who was fast asleep in the bed. Slate then looked at Hufnor and wished him good night before he left the room. Once Slate returned to his room, he took the sword carrier from his back and laid it on the ground next to his bed. Slate lay down on the comfortable mattress, and a sigh of relief mixed with tiredness escaped his throat before falling asleep. Slate woke up and saw Luke looking out the window. As Slate lifted himself out of the bed, Luke turned around to face Slate. Slate noticed that although Luke had just washed not too long ago, he still looked and smelled like he hasn't bathed in a week, wearing clothes covered in tears, blood and mud. The only clothes that Luke had were the other spare clothes Elentran gave him. Slate sighed before softening and asking, "How are you feeling now, boy?" Locke monotonely thought before answering, "I'm feeling better. But I want to see Lily and Hufnor."
"Do you want to visit them now?" Slate asked.
Locke nodded enthusiastically. Slate smirked and said, "We'll go now. And then we need to get you some new clothes." They both left the room and knocked on Hufnor and Lily's door. Hufnor greeted Locke and Slate at the door and stepped aside to let them in. Locke immediately approached Lily and hugged her while Slate sat on a nearby chair. Hufnor joined them on the bed, looking more rested than the day before. Slate's expression was serious as he spoke.
"I thought last night, why would someone target you and your family? I know you've done things before, but that was years ago. It doesn't make sense why they would hurt you now. Unless..." Slate paused, and Hufnor raised his eyebrow in response. Slate continued, "Unless they're targeting you because of me. I still have enemies who want to hurt me, but I'm always careful and I make sure I'm not followed. If that is the case, I'm sorry this happened to you because of me." Slate's body tensed as he spoke. Hufnor consoled him. "Don't be sorry. You don't know why this happened. And you always visit us to bring us food and supplies and to check on us. You can't be sorry for that."
Slate looked at Hufnor determinedly.
"We will find that person responsible and make them pay. I promise you that."
Slate stood up and said, "Can you look after Locke for a few minutes while I visit Lovla and see how Lauren is doing?"
Hufnor nodded, "Yes, of course."
Slate turned to walk out of the room and strode to Lovla's hut. Once Slate arrived at the hut, he opened the door and saw Lauren sleeping. A surge of relief filled Slate. Then Slate looked at Lovla with a smile. "How is she doing?"
Lovla replied, "She is weak, but okay for now. She will get better in a couple of days. All she needs is to rest. You and Locke did a great team. You both saved her life by getting the medicine to me in time and bringing her here. Although," Lovla continued, "she won't fully be herself."
Slate's senses came alert at once. "What do you mean?"
Lovla explained. "She will be a lot weaker and still might get some episodes like she did earlier, where she sees and hears things that aren't there."
Slate lowered his head. "Oh, I see. Is there anything I can do?"
Lovla shook her head. "I'm afraid not. We've done all we can. All we can do now is let her rest and recover."
Lovla tried to console him a bit.
"Well, she needs to stay here for a few days and then she can go home."
Lovla then took Slate's hand, causing his heart to skip a beat.
Slate stared back at her with intensity.
Lovla said softly,
"You don't know how much it means to me to get those supplies you gave me yesterday. Now, I can save so many people. I am truly grateful that you helped. And if you ever need my help, please visit, or at least you can come by even to say hello. Won't you, Slate?"
Slate smiled. "Of course, I will. Now I must tell the good news to Logan Hufnor." Bidding her farewell, Slate strode out of the hut. Slate knocked on Hufnor's door and Locke was the one who opened it. Upon seeing Slate, Locke smiled and let him inside. Slate smiled at Hufnor and said, "She will be okay. She needs to rest." Locke shouted in excitement, "Yes!" Slate walked closer to Hufnor and whispered, "Although she won't fully be herself. She will be weak and still experience episodes where she sees things that aren't real." Hufnor sighed, "Well, at least she's alive. That's the best I can hope for." Slate sat on the chair and said, "You know you can't return home for some time, or at least until I know what's happened. I must stop that person responsible because they could easily do it again or worse."
Hufnor nodded and replied,
"I was thinking the same. I'll stay here until she's better, and then I'll visit a friend who lives in a nearby town."
Hufnor asked, "So, what is your plan now, Slate?"
Slate replied,
"Locke and I will go to your house and find out what happened. After that, we'll move to Olyntis to train Locke. After that, I don't know, but I won't be back for a while."
Hufnor replied hushedly,
You know, Logan stay with us. We'll look after him while you're away. Slate's gaze drifted to Logan Lily.
Drawing in a deep, weary breath, Slate said, I consider that.
But you already have so much on your plate. Besides, Logan has history of following me whenever I leave him behind. I don't think that would change, even though he is fond of your family. I feel more at ease knowing he's with me rather than risking him running off and encountering something or someone that might hurt him.
Hufra nodded in understanding.
It makes sense. He's clearly at ease around you, probably because of the trust he's built since you saved him from Kuratan and cared for him ever since.
A wistful smile played on Slate's lips.
I believe you're right. That's why I must bring him along and train him.
Slate stood up from the chair and said, Anyway, we must get going. But before we leave, I want you to have this bag of coins. It shall last for a while, as you must look after your family.
Slate passed the bag of coins to Hufnor, who nodded gracefully.
Slate walked over to Lily, hugged her, bidding her goodbye.
Loke hugged her and said, We'll see you again soon.
Lily waved goodbye as they left the lodge and headed to the market to gather food, clothes and water. After shopping, they went to the stables to get Sage, who was happily munching away on fresh hay. Slate patted Sage on the head, put the items in Sage's saddlebag, and since there were fewer supplies than yesterday, Slate left a hay wagon in the village. Logan Slate mounted Sage and they journeyed to Hufnor's hut.